Hello, everybody. I am driving back to work on my lunch break, so I thought episode 2. I was thinking that I would talk about my obsession of giving girls oral sex. Now, I do it a lot in my audios, and I know that a lot of guys like to do it. A lot of guys don't like to do it, which blows my fucking mind. But from talking to people, I know that some of the guys that do it, like, aren't the best. Yeah, like, A for effort, but, like, aren't really that great. But, and I wish that, like, I could help guide these gentlemen and, help them be able to give the best oral sex that they possibly could to their ladies, because, and feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, but I do know some girls don't like having their pussy licked, but those that do, I feel like an orgasm done right orally is better than an orgasm during sex. From my experience, I've found, statistically speaking, that that is the case. So that is, like, a big part of why I love it so much, just because it can, it's something that I know that I'm really good at, and I know that I could give you, like, the most earth-shattering orgasm with my tongue and my fingers and all the things that I do to you. And it would just be amazing. Another reason why I love it so much is because I, like, knowing what I'm doing, I'm fully confident, and I also don't have to worry about, like, I don't get performance anxiety, or, like, have to worry if I hope I don't come too quickly, or I hope I don't take too long to come, or, you know, I hope my cock is hard enough for her, or it's big enough, you know, like, I don't have to worry about any of that shit. So it's better for me personally, because there's so much less I have to think about and so much less I have to worry about. And it's better for you, because you don't have to worry about those same exact things. Is his dick big enough? Is it gonna hit me just right? Is he gonna last long enough? Is he gonna take too long and my pussy's gonna get sore? Like, so many things you don't have to worry about now. And it's just, it's something that's so personal, and it's just so intimate. I feel like that it just makes it so sexy. And it's just incredible to me, and I love to do it so much. And whenever I get a chance to do it, I will do it as long as you need me to. I've had girls be able to come really quickly and multiple times until it was just too sensitive, and 20-30 minutes later they needed me to stop. I've had girls that are a little more difficult to get them off, and it's 30-40 minutes before they come once, but, you know, we got there, and my face might be fucking numb after, but I don't care. I love it so much, and when I get the chance, I am determined. No matter what, you are going to get off. I'm gonna figure it out. And that, like, I like puzzles, and I like games, and I like things where I gotta think and, like, react in the moment. So, like, when I'm with a new girl and I get to go down on her, like, so many girls like so many different things, different rhythms, different parts touched and licked, and, you know, different intensities, and Some like really fast and just flicking their clit with my tongue really, really fast and hard while I don't finger them at all. Some need to be licked very slowly, very wet, very slow, just like flatten my tongue and lick up her clit up and down and finger her like I would normally finger somebody if I wasn't. So like a good medium pace, and that's how they get off. Some girls I've found can't get off unless I finger their ass, which is amazing, because if anybody knows me, you know I love butt stuff. So that's an added bonus for me. But I've definitely, I've definitely introduced girls to the glories of having your butt fingered while receiving oral sex. And there's some that don't like butt stuff, and they know they don't like it, and that's cool. I respect what you want, because I, like, it's not about me. Like, I love to do it, and I love to do everything, but it's not about me. I'm not gonna get off doing this. Like, this is all about you. This is where you get to lay back and just be worshipped like a fucking queen. And that's what it is. That's all there is to it. And that's the way I look at it. So like, whatever I like to do is irrelevant. You know what I mean? Like, I will literally do anything for you as long as it's going to make you come. And I love figuring out what that is. Like, a little guidance is always cool, is always helpful. Like, if you know for sure what you like, it's, I don't mind if you're like, okay, like, this is kind of like what I like, you know, beforehand. In the moment, it's a little weird, but yeah, I roll with the punches, you know, whatever, fuck it. But I like figuring it out. I like reading your body language and listening to your moans, closing my eyes and just hearing your breathing and your moaning and figuring out, okay, like, that made her squirm and made her back arch a little, and she breathed a little heavy when I did that, so I'm gonna put that in my back pocket, I'm gonna use that, and then I'll try something with my fingers and be like, okay, she didn't really react to that, she's kind of like made that like little like twist to the side, don't do that kind of thing, so let's not do that, okay, throw that out, and figure it out until I find the combination and do it relentlessly until you are a gushing, squirting, coming mess. And that's why I love it. It's just, it's so much fun. It's so rewarding to be able to give that to somebody. And that like type of intense orgasm, be able to do it over and over repeatedly, it's so fulfilling for me to be able to do that for you. And that's why, like, I love to be used for it, you know? Like, I know that I can figure you out, and I know that I'm good at it, so I love to be used for that. I love that feeling of, like, you don't... You may not even have a desire to do anything to me. And even if you do, if you just pretend that you don't, or, like, that it's just, it's not my turn, and the only reason I'm there is to take care of you. Oh god, I love that. So that's it, really. I'm back at work now, so I am gonna stop this now, but thank you for listening. I hope this was somewhat entertaining, not as long as I probably would have liked it, but yeah, thank you for listening. And I will record something filthy, filthy, dirty very soon. I pinky promise. Mwah.